Okay, we're on. Yep, Kieran here with you. We got Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension. Yeah, I mean, some people refer to it as the Chatham Fair because it's in Chatham. And my buddy and I, who unfortunately passed away, is a great musician. And we wrote a really cheeky song called No Chatham Fair. So maybe that was about it. But so let's tell us the dates again. This is an amazing event. It goes back. I don't, maybe you know how far, but a long, long time ago. And Columbia County Fair has been there for a while. And what are the dates again for that fair coming up? 8:30 through Monday, Labor Day, which is going into September, folks. It's coming on September. That's right.
So yeah,
Nice.
and from there you can always find the 4-H milk bar, selling great milkshakes made by the volunteers or the 4-Hers every day. We'll have a Taste New York sample bar. That's all the products from the Taste New York store at the Capital Region Welcome Center, which promotes agricultural products from the Capital Region. And we also have this really cool new thing this year called the Sensory Room. It's right next to the milk bar. It's for folks who are, neurodivergent and need some time and like a place to be just a little quieter, or like, what's the correct language? Not as like stimulating. And we've set that place up to, so folks, who do need that sort of environment have a place to go during the fair. And that'll be open.
I might be one of those people. Can you actually tell me again what the environment, what the room is, and what it's called again?
Yeah, it's a sensory room, and again, it's for folks with, autism or neurodivergent. And the idea of like that you need like it's a quieter room. There's no loud noises, no really crazy lights, and it's especially made for, kids in mind and those who like, it has some games and things that are that I think are last year we know you just have had like even having like the big bucket of Legos, just a place to go and play and sort of like take your minds from like everything else that's happening at the fair. And we're hoping that it'll be, a place for those people to feel safe. And, for parents to be like, oh yeah, okay, this is like, easy peasy. Anyone is welcome to go there, of course. I think there is like, a lot of kids who are just like, I love to be just in this room and like not as disruptive around the fair.
That sounds fantastic. That's really a great service. And it goes in line with a lot of what you folks do with agriculture and stuff. I've heard and experienced directly wonderful stories of agricultural activities, particularly work with the mellow energy of bovines, and just cows have an amazing effect on people, especially people who, I guess, like you say, neurodivergent. I've heard stories of people who've kids who've had severe difficulties paying attention, acting out, being hyperactive, or whatever. When they get around a cow and actually are asked to participate and help care or even milk the cow by hand, miracles happen. So it's great that you guys in the agricultural sphere are providing this room at the fair for folks. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then, there's also all the, talking about agriculture, there'll be so many 4-H events going on. On Wednesday, August 30th, there's the rabbit show. That'll be in the, sh and all these are happening in the show ring, which is like, probably closer to the town, Main Street part of the fair. On Thursday, August 1st, is a poultry show, open beef shows. We'll have a mini barnyard in front of our building at Columbia Hall. Swine shows to finish off that day. Friday, there'll be the goats. There'll be a dairy cattle show with heifers and yearlings. Public presentations at Columbia Hall. Saturday, September 2nd, public presentations again. More dairy cow judgings. Sheep show, Sunday, September 3rd. The dairy quiz bowl exhibition. And of course, another mini barnyard. And then, of course, Monday, we'll have the livestock sale, which sort of highlights the end of the weekend for 4-Hers. And, it's a time where you can go and, like, support, youth going into agriculture.
Fantastic. I can't promote enough the importance of local agriculture as a part of our culture. These fairs were the lifeblood, the yearly event of the lifeblood of like a huge sector of our Columbia County and Greene County and upstate county communities, and how we survived, how people lived, how you know, life was back then. Agriculture was it. And now it's sort of a periphery kind of thing. Well, it's coming back. It's making a comeback thanks to you folks over there at Cornell and the Columbia County Fair keeping on going strong. It sounds like they're doing a great job still, Devin, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely wonderful. Thank you to like the Fair Board for always putting this together. I think they're doing a fantastic job. And yeah, don't stop.
Okay.
All right. If you want to keep going, so next we actually have on Friday, September 8th, starting at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is a class called Invasive Forest Pest. At this class, you can hear from local experts on current pest pressure and learn about new threats to our woods. Participants will learn how to identify these pests, and management options will be discussed during a woods walk. If you're working on your trained logger courses, this actually counts as one TLC CE credit as well. If you want to register for this, you can always look on our website at ccecolumbiagreen.org/events. And of course, you know, you'll see everything that we have coming up on there as well.
Hey, this is important to know with folks like myself who, hard to say own. I don't believe in land ownership so much necessarily, but I am the proud owner of 41 acres of forest and would just really am dying to learn stuff about the forest that I don't know, such as these invasive forest pests. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know like the ash borer beetle and whatnot, but I don't know really anything about it. So I would certainly go to that September 8th, that's a Friday, you said, event, that informational event. That sounds great.
Yeah. If you can make it, please come. And it's not just for people who own woods, but anyone who's just, you know, wants to learn more or, you know, ideally want to, even if they don't own, to like manage woods one day, you know, or if you want to be like, all right, I'm going to help Kieran out with his 41 acres. Let's see what we can do.
We're going to have work parties, Devin, so I'll let you know, too. It's going to be fun.
Oh, it sounds fun. I'll be there. All right. Next, we have a couple of classes that, again, I think just mentioned the trained logger certification. This is the first class we'll have is Game of Logging Level 1. This is, you know, this is for actual loggers. It's not quite open to the public. And it does fill up with, like, loggers who we want to be prioritized for these classes. So, if you're a logger working in the Catskills, this event is for you. Game of Logging Level 1 introduces open-face felling and development of techniques to safely use it. Topics include using personal protective equipment, chainsaw safety features, chainsaw reactive forces, bore cutting, pre-planning the fell, and understanding hinge wood strength. This class will take place in the Catskill region. Exact location to be determined.
Sounds good.
Yep. And sort of also playing with that is another trained logger certification course called Forest Ecology and Silviculture. This training is on Friday, September 22nd, 8 a.m. to 5, so long day. But this training covers wildlife habitat, timber harvest planning, soil and water quality protection, and other topics.
Super important. And another comment just about like the conscientious and responsible, you know, logging and forest management, especially like when we talk about climate change, we talk about change in our environment, just to be aware that trees are so vital and important for our local ecosystems and environment, you know, just the whole cycle. And so to actually get educated about it, which is, you know, not always a part of our past and the clear cutting mentality of the past. So that's great. You're doing that as well.
Yeah, no, we want to keep the trained, you know, the loggers working in this area, you know, as informed as possible on what decisions, what effect they will have, you know, for, you know, their bottom, for, we want to make sure they're making like, you know, that they're making their bottom line with the good decisions and also having a woods that will eventually be able to like regrowth. And then that'll be another opportunity for them as well. As what, you know, and also trying to keep the woods as healthy as possible too. One more class is a continuation of our outdoor mushroom cultivation series. We've had part one and part two already. The next one will be on September 28th, 4:30 to 7. So this is the part three, plan, process, and profit from forest fungi. If you're ready to step up your mushroom cultivation skills and turn that knowledge into a business, you can join us at the Agroforestry Resource Center in Accra to learn what it takes. During this class, participants will hear case studies from other growers who have found success and will receive shiitake business planning resources with detailed guidance on how to apply that knowledge to your farm or to your land. Many different revenue streams associated with mushroom cultivation will be discussed, with a hands-on opportunity to make your own added value product to take home. So, again, this is more advanced. You've taken your mushroom inoculation class, and you might be like, oh, wow, I really like this. I really like doing this. You know, could I make this, turn this from a hobby into a business plan? And if you are curious about that, this is like, you know, the essential class for you.
Sweet. Mycelium rising. Here we go. It's not actually the most overwhelming and difficult and complicated thing to cultivate, things like shiitakes and some oak logs in your backyard if you have some shade. I personally have actually never done it, but my neighbors have, and I've helped friends do it, and it's just, I don't know why I haven't. Well, I got so much going on. But like, right, Devin, it's like, it's not something that only a few can do, right?
No. I mean, you have to be able, you know, fell a couple of thin trees, then you know, be able to cut them up, be able to take a angle grinder with a special bit, be able to drill into the tree or into the bolt, as they call it, and then you inoculate it, which is basically taking this like big syringe looking thing, putting the mycelium with like the sawdust in there. And yeah, I think we've had people from all backgrounds and of all ages, you know, complete this class. Well, if you're doing it for like a business, you'll probably have a few days of like pretty, you know, okay lifting, and then, you know, they just sit there, you know, and they grow for a year. They don't really need any work until the next year, when you're just like, all right, maybe I'll cut a few more inoculated bolts, and then I think you have to flush the logs with water, basically, and they fruit, and you pick them.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
Mushroom pizza on the menu.
Depending on, like, you know, how big an operation, it's like, oh, wow, that took, like, a week 1 year to get ready, and then a week the next year to, like, you know, get them all in the water. Not even. Yeah.
So great. Healthy eating right there.
Mm-hmm. Delicious eating, too.
I love it. I love mushrooms.
Mm. Well, then, the only final thing that we have is sort of actually more of a ways away, but I just wanted to make a shout-out. We'll be having a fundraiser called Taste of Twin Counties fundraiser. It's for Cornell Cooperative Extension in Columbia and Greene Counties. You know, the board and staff invite you to come hang out with us on Wednesday, November 8th from 5:30 to 7:30. Where we'll be enjoying a Taste New York inspired charcuterie table, local dessert, and a silent auction. It's just an event, you know, hopefully, you know, try to raise some funds for the General Ed Association. We would love to see anyone there who can join. Even if you're just like curious about the work we do, there'll be staff, there'll be board members. And yeah, tickets are available on our website at ccecolumbiagreen.org/events. Again, if you have any questions about our events, you can always call us, email us. Email is Columbia Green, CCE Columbia Green. Hold on a second. What is our email? It's columbiagreen@cornell.edu. And yeah, a lot more information on our website as well.
Right. The work continues. I mean, you guys going, you're over 100 years now of providing farmers, local folks with information and research. You know, farmers who are doing the work, they do their own research by doing the work, and they find out, you know, a crop didn't do well in that soil, and it's probably because that happened last year or whatever, but they don't have the time to actually do the real experimentation and the research that folks like at Cornell Cooperative Extension do.
Mm-hmm.
And so this amazing organization is there as a resource for farmers and, you know, all over the country. It's not just here in New York. Like, this is an accessible, you're so accessible. You can just go there. I remember I needed to do soil samples. Why the heck did I have to? It was like,
could have been a garden, could have been farming. Yeah.
It was for the town. Mm. The town, they were coming down. They're like, oh, well, we want soil samples to know whether or not you can have animals there on that property, blah, 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 blah. Even though for hundreds of years there have been animals and agriculture. It was just a very persnickety town, which maybe shall remain nameless right now. But I remember picking up the phone and calling you guys and like getting a soil sample kit and like being walked through how you do it. You get random samplings. You got to do this, blah, blah, blah. Turns out I did it totally wrong because I was rushing, but you know, like it's really helpful and accessible and gets you through all sorts of binds that you might find yourself in, and or just if you're curious, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, so we love talking to people. Please ask us as many questions as you can. You know, each staff member, I think whenever I talk to them, just, you know, it's just a plethora of knowledge. And yeah, that's it's wonderful talking to someone who's like an expert in their field. I learn something new like every time.
Farmer who's outstanding in his field. You gotta love that. So keep up the great work, and I for one am super excited about the Columbia County Fair that would be coming up this week, actually, as a matter of fact, folk. That is August 30th all the way through Monday, Labor Day, September 4th.